Cyberbullying is a giant concern in the internet age. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Robin Kowalski, professor of psychology at Clemson University, explores how children with disabilities are especially vulnerable to these attacks.
We tell kids that sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Research and internet realities refute that. Name-calling has become more than playground taunts in the digital age. Cyberbullying, the sending of hurtful messages and images via computer and mobile phones, can humiliate, intimidate, and embarrass, and in extreme situations, lead to violence and death. Research data projects that 1 in 5 U.S. youngsters have been harassed by cyberbullies. It has an impact on all ages. Meeting with elementary school students and teachers, it is often unsettling to see the show of hands of those who have been cyberbullied during online games played on their phones. There's a difference between trash-talking during play and telling a 7-year-old to drink poison and die. In most cases, the consequences are not long-lasting, provided that intervention and treatment occurs quickly and effectively. One group's cyberbullying experiences caught our attention. Our research has shown a shift in the power dynamic involving children with disabilities. Traditionally, youngsters with physical, intellectual, or emotional distinctions were picked on more often than average children. 1 out of 2 kids with observable differences were bullied. That's more than twice, nearly 3 times as often as the 1 in 5 norm. The computer era has leveled the field. Cyberbullying, research shows, has a democratizing influence. Youngsters with disabilities appear to be bullied at the same rate as other children are bullied. The reason for the shift appears to be that the kids who are different now can fight back. They often have computer skills as good as or better than their attackers. On the playground, you may be weak, but on the internet, you can be mighty, reaching out to hundreds, even thousands of people who will be on your side in the battle against bullies.
That was Robin Kowalski of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
It's amazing, so amazing how I've survived this.